Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. John Shire is our guest, our new friend. Not for long, though. We're going to get him back. He's got a lot more to teach us. He's with Sophos, SOPHOS.com. He's a senior security expert there. And their recent research and reports that they've done on cybersecurity is at their website, Sophos.com/threat report. I encourage you to go there and check that out. John, thanks again for being here. Good job today. Let's talk some more about some things that we can do to protect ourselves. And I would like for you to make sure you blend mobile in there, because I think one of the things that we all work hard in our offices. We have all this. We have firewalls. We've got hard firewalls. We've got soft firewalls. We've got all the policies and the practices and all the different software in our webs, in our computers, but yet we wander around with these mobile magic wands in our hands, and we're basically almost naked there too. What do you think?
Yeah, so let me round it out with talking about mobile near the end, but let's talk a little bit about how we do security right and make sure that we're not the low-hanging fruit target of these cyber criminals. The basics start with building a good security foundation, and I understand with small businesses sometimes, you know, the resources just simply aren't there, whether it's money, time, or just simply having the knowledge to implement all of this stuff. So partnering with local resellers, partnering with local, you know, security shops is a really great idea to help you get along that way. So before the break, I was talking about things like RDP, right, being exposed to the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
Part of building security basics and a good foundation is making sure that those things aren't exposed to the Internet. And how do you do that? Well, you put them behind your firewall, and you allow your users to still access them, but do that through a VPN, and even better, enable things like two-factor authentication. That way, even if the cyber criminals get a hold of your password, they still can't log in because they don't have that code.
The belt, we call that belt and suspenders around here. So
exactly what that is. Yep.
So and VPN, so, is VPN one of the most underutilized security tools out there, for especially in the small sector?
It's hard to judge because I don't think it's
used nearly enough.
I think that there could definitely be more implementations of it. You know, with every firewall that you buy today typically has that capability, and I don't know that many people actually turn it on.
That's my point. Tell the audience more about it quickly.
Right, so VPN, virtual private networks, basically this is just a way for you to access all of your corporate resources that are behind your firewall where they should be, except for obviously your website, in a secure and generally tamper-free way. So when you're sitting
remotely,
at home at night.
And remotely,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. So you're sitting at home at night and you get a call from your boss that says, hey, so I need you to work on, you know, project whatever. You can then get on your computer, start up a program that will make a direct connection to your company and allow you to work as if you were on the network in a completely secure way. And that is just – that's the state of the art in terms of remote access these days.
It's granular – it's granular to the point where small businesses, every small business can have one, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. There's three implementations. But like I say, if you've got a firewall, chances are the VPN functionality is built into that firewall. And
right.
You should start using
it
today.
All right, so keep going.
Yeah, so you know, once you've built that solid security foundation, it also includes things like obviously backups, right? We've talked about ransomware. How do you get out of ransomware trouble if you do get hit? If you've got a backup that you can apply to the network or to the endpoint without having to pay the cyber criminals.
Right.
Just things like having, you know, least privilege access to all of your devices. Least privilege meaning only the enough rights to do the job, right? So don't give everybody administrator access, because
mm-hmm.
if I'm a cyber criminal and I get on a box that's got administrator access, I'm
right.
now you. I can do whatever
need
I want.
Need to know, right? Need to know.
Need to know. That's it. And then I like to talk about security, and let's shift away from the you know, the machines for a minute, and I like to talk about security as being a lifestyle. It's no longer a 9-to-5 thing. It's no longer right. You go into work, you do all the good things that the security department or the security guy told you to do, and then when you go right. home, you forget it all. No, you need to do this 24/7.
Wherever you are.
At home, at work, on vacation, right. everywhere you go, because yep. the more secure we are as individuals, the more secure the whole ecosystem is, and the harder time the cyber criminals going to have.
Got to be part of our life. Hey, John, I got to wrap it up. You did a great job yep. providing an outstanding report today. Will you come back again another day?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we love having you on the show, and we look forward to it next time. John Shier, ladies and gentlemen, S-H-I-E-R. He's with Sophos, S-O-P-H-O-S, Sophos.com. Put a / threat report on the end of that, and you'll find what we've been talking about with us today. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.